This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city on the world's best LGBTI radio station. Which I've got to the wrong way around, haven't I?
You have actually.
I have. We'll have to correct that.
Sort yourself out.
I am. So you can listen to us on radio by streaming and, of course, via podcasts on iTunes and Spotify. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Now, in the second hour of the show today, we'll have the Labor candidate for McNamara, Josh Burns, and the Greens candidate for McNamara, Steph Hodgins-May. Now, the Liberal candidate, Kate Ashmore, is a bit like Ashmore Reef, missing in action.
Macca, we're actually doing a focus on McNamara.
McNamara. Now, McNamara is the seat of Melbourne Ports, held by Michael Danby for just over 20 years, and this is a seat that goes to preferences at every election. So we have three new candidates, but only two of them are in the candidate in the studio with us at 11. That's a bit disappointing, as the candidates have had plenty of warning, and with it being such a close-run seat, and LGBTIQ voters will not be informed on what the Liberal candidates' views are on the broad range of matters we will canvass. However, Michael Kroger, previous president of the Liberal Party in Victoria, is going to join us shortly, and he's going to give us his feedback about the campaign to date. So we do get a Liberal view. So good morning, Tass, and good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning, Macca.
How's your week been?
It's been good.
Okay, what was your highlights?
Oh, look, okay.
What does Macca do with his weeks now anyway when he's finished work?
Who knows?
Well, my highlight, you'll love this. So, as you know, every Tuesday I bake a cake. So apart from the random acts of bastardry by Australia Post in not delivering my packages, despite that, I did manage to get my icing bag and nozzles.
Nozzles.
And so I can now, I know, it's like a whole lot of bears standing around talking Pavlova recipes, isn't it? But I can now actually decorate cakes a little bit better than just with a spatula. So I'm pretty much excited about it.
I think you actually need to change the day on which you make your weekly cake.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so from a Tuesday to maybe a Friday, so that you can bring some on Saturday mornings.
Well, I'm actually going to bring a cake in next week.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yes, and I will have run my nozzle over it.
Are you taking specialist lessons in how to ice professionally, Macca?
Look, I'm pretty good with my hands, Paul. I'll be able to do it.
I'm sure.
It's a bit hot in here this morning.
I know,
Macca.
It's all the men.
What's going on?
It's all the men in here.
We have got a few. Well, we've actually got a student. We've got a visitor. And we have another visitor, Kevin, who's here from Portland, USA.
Portland. I've been to Portland many times.
I've never been to Portland.
Now, I'm just trying to think of the name of the Art Deco Hotel in Portland. I've stayed there a few times.
I can't help you. You'll have to ask Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin will work it out in a minute.
Kevin looking blankly there.
Yeah.
There's obviously a few.
What was your highlight of the week, Tess? You've been out glad-handling politicians again.
Well, I actually have had some exposure to politicians, yes.
Oh, really?
A couple of agencies that I work with had visits from politicians who are making various commitments, political commitments, as part of the election. So that was pretty exciting. I got to meet Penny Wong. She also did a flying visit out to the Victorian Pride Centre, and I happened to be there as part of that event, which was great. I got to meet Tanya Plibersek. She attended a health service that I work with and made an announcement at that, so that was pretty exciting. So it was actually really good to meet strong, bright women who are in great leadership positions, you know, who are visionary, who are what you expect from your politicians. You know, progressive, socially advanced, all that sort of stuff. So that was a bit of a highlight. But the week's gone, and of course, today in my community, in another world that I live in, is Easter Saturday.
How do you say that in Greek?
Well, it depends on at which day of the week you talk about.
Just to be general, give me a taste.
You would say have a great resurrection as you work towards Sunday. So Sunday is the day
like
of the
English
resurrection.
That sounded like English for me.
Galia Anastasi.
Okay, there you go.
And of course, my name means resurrection. So I celebrate my name day on Easter Sunday.
So you rise again.
you might say
a double celebration
every
year.
You might say that. So I'm actually hosting the family lunch tomorrow, the family's lunch. So approximately 40 guests coming around for lunch. I hope it's not too cold because I'm hoping to use the outside of the house as well.
That'll be a fun day though, Taz.
It'll be full on. It'll just give them all 40 people.
Little blanket wraps. That'll be all right.
Makes it a bit more challenging because half the young ones these days are vegan or vegetarian. So how do you do a Greek Easter lamb spears for vegans?
A lot of tofu.
It's hard.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.